This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and it's good to be with you today and to bring something from the Bible. Today I'm in Hebrews chapter 11 and reading verse 22. Hebrews 11 and 22 says, "By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones." And so we continue today thinking about this great subject of faith. Faith in many of the people we see in the Old Testament scriptures brought very forcibly to our attention here in Hebrews chapter 11. And as we read through Hebrews chapter 11, we see faith in succeeding generations. In the family of this man, Joseph, we have seen it already in his ancestor Abraham. We've seen it in Isaac. We've seen it in Jacob. And today we're thinking of the faith that Joseph had. And so it's lovely to see that the same thing that was seen in these previous generations of Joseph was in his own life as well. And there, we read of something very similar in the New Testament. I'm thinking of the faith of Lois and her daughter Eunice, and then Eunice's son Timothy. And so here we see in the Old Testament Abraham and his wife, they had faith, and in the New Testament a woman had faith, and her daughter had faith, and then her son had faith. So it's a lovely thing to see faith passed on through the generations. But having said that, we must remember that faith is not automatic. Just because our parents have faith, that is not automatically passed on to us. It is a personal matter. And on the other hand, we could think of David, who was a godly man, a man who had much faith in God, but his son Absalom, he was a rebel. Faith is a personal thing. In verse 6 of this chapter, we've mentioned it before, it says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So those who come to God, they must believe in the personality of God, and that God will reward all those who diligently seek him. As we read the story of Joseph, we see faith early in his life, and there was communication that he had with God, and God gave him dreams with regard to his future. But as we read the story of Joseph, it didn't look very much like the dreams would be fulfilled. For we read what happened to him. We read how that he was hated by his brothers. We read how that they threw him into a pit. We read also how that they sold him to traders who were going to Egypt. And then when he was there in Egypt, he was falsely accused and he was put into prison. And so it didn't look very good for Joseph. It didn't look like his dreams were going to be fulfilled. But we keep reading the story of Joseph, and three times in Genesis chapter 39, it says that the Lord was with Joseph. Joseph believed God, and Joseph acknowledged God throughout his life, and eventually he was brought out of the prison and was exalted to a very high position in Egypt. His dreams were ultimately fulfilled, and his brothers bowed before him, and he lived the rest of his life in Egypt. And then in Genesis chapter 50, at the end of his life, he spoke about his death and about the future for his body. And although he had lived in Egypt for many, many years, his heart was not there. He knew who he was. He knew he was not an Egyptian, but that he was one of the children of Israel, and knew about the promises that God had made to his forefather Abraham about the promised land. And he wanted to be buried in the promised land. And if we go over to the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 32, we read that eventually, after many decades, that the body of Joseph, who had been buried in Egypt, that had been embalmed in Egypt. Many years later, whenever they left the land of Egypt at the Exodus, they took the body of Joseph with them. And many years even after that, again, as they eventually arrived in the Promised Land, Joseph was buried there. And as we think of the story of Joseph, we can make application to ourselves. Those who come to God, first of all, we read that they must believe that God is. We must believe in God, know who God really is. And we know who God is through the revelation of God in Holy Scripture. We can go way back to the beginning of our Bibles and we can read in Genesis chapter 1. The Bible starts with God and the Bible says, in the beginning, God. God is eternal. And there are so many things that we read about God in Scripture. We read of His holiness. We read of His righteousness. We read how that in His holiness and His righteousness, He cannot allow sin into heaven. And because we have got sin, we are sinners. And so in ourselves, we cannot be in heaven. But we love to think of a God who is a God of love, that although He is holy and righteous, He's also the same God who is a God of love. And in love, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world. He Himself had no sin, and at the end of His perfect, sinless, spotless, holy life, He went to the cross and He died on the cross at Calvary so that He might provide salvation, He might provide redemption, He might provide the forgiveness of sins for all who trust in Him. The Bible says that He died for our sins and He was buried and that He rose again. And because of His rising again and going into heaven, He promises a future for all those who believe in Him. Joseph believed that there would be a future, and there is indeed a future that the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about to those who believe in Him. I'm thinking of what He said to the disciples in John chapter 14 when He spoke of Him going away to prepare a place for them. And after that, He said that He would come again and receive them to Himself, that where He is, there they would be also. And so, just as it was with those who had faith in the Old Testament, so it can be for us today, for us who have faith. We know that we're living here in the world, but our situation in the world is only temporary. It's our physical condition here on earth, but there is an after this, there is an eternity. And indeed, it is a bright eternity for all those who have faith in God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as God tells Israel to prepare to meet Him in Amos 4 verse 12, so we must do the same. We must prepare to meet God. And there's only one way to God, and that's through the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. And so, realizing who we are in ourselves, that we've got a sinful condition, we cannot help ourselves, we cannot save ourselves, but God can do it. And that's why He sent His Son. And through trusting in the Son of God, we can pass from death to life and be assured of a bright future, even beyond our time here on earth, a bright future, because our trust, our belief, our faith is in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Savior today, and you will know that all will be well for eternity. Thank you for listening to the message. If you would like to contact me, you can do that on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.